Welcome, lovely changers, to another heart-to-heart session with Talk and Toast, the podcast where we sip on life's wisdom, spread love like confetti, and navigate the beautiful chaos of our existence, one toast at a time. I'm your host, Chanel, your favorite sister friend, and guide through the roller coaster of love, healing, self-love, the wild adventure that is life after divorce, and so much more. Buckle up, because we're about to embark on a journey of laughter, insight, and of course, a touch of sparkling wisdom. Here at Talk and Toast, we believe in the power of conversation to heal, the magic of self-love to transform, and the resilience that blooms when life throws a plot twist or two. Whether you're navigating the labyrinth of love, on a quest of self-discovery, or simply enjoying a moment of solace with your favorite cup of brew, this is the safe space you've been searching for. So, grab your favorite beverage, whether it's a comforting cup of tea, a rejuvenating coffee, or a glass of your preferred potion, because here we talk about the highs, the lows, and everything in between, all while raising our glasses to the beautiful mess that is life. Each episode will dive into the pool of stories, insights, and advice that make this journey worthwhile. Expect a sprinkle of humor, a dash of vulnerability, and a whole lot of heart. We're here to remind you that you're not alone in this adventure, and there's always a reason to clink glasses in celebration. Whether you're a seasoned loved enthusiast, a healing aficionado, or just someone looking for a bit of camaraderie on this crazy ride, Talk and Toast is your corner of podcast universe. So my wonderful friends, let's raise our glasses high and toast to love, healing, self-love, and the unpredictable but beautiful dance of life. This is Talk and Toast, where every episode is a celebration and you're always invited to the party. Welcome, changes, to another episode of Talk and Toast. Today, we're diving deep into the world of love bombing. The intense emotional storm that can sweep us off our feet, right? And at times leave us questioning the authenticity of the love we receive. And let's not be confused, because love bombing can feel so real if you're not aware of what it is. And I even think back into my relationship. You know, I keep it candid with y'all. I feel like now that I've like gotten into a really healthy space, and not just recently, but you know, I'm really in a healthy space now, and I'm loving on me more every day. And as I reflect over the relationship in different capacities, and you know, find myself like redirecting in my relationships or what I really want out of a future relationship, I feel like I dealt with some love bombing. And not just some, I dealt with a lot of love bombing. I feel like there were some moments that I was dealing with a narcissist, and some moments where I was dealing with someone who wasn't like aware of his actions. And I'm gonna tell you, I didn't think about doing this topic until I went to an episode of tonight's conversation. And it, first of all, that in itself was so much fun. But a young lady asked a question about love bombing. And of course, if anybody follows Ace Metaphor, Trip, and Kitty, and Keita, and the rest of the crew, you know that they always have something profound and really, you know, dope to say.
And so the question was originally directed towards Kitty. And Kitty responded in such a phenomenal way that it really struck me like, ooh, this would be a really great topic to expound on and just use my own situation in my relationship to really like touch bases on love bombing. And again, tonight we're going to be talking about that. Like, it's so important for us to be able to recognize the signs and, you know, toxic traits and things of that nature when we're tapping into a relationship. It is also very important that we're very open and paying attention and being self-aware when we're dating before we fully commit to something or someone. So I want to touch base into something really quickly about the difference between real love and love bombing. And I hope some of you, or all of you, most of my listeners, have felt or at least had a glimpse of what real love looks like. And real love is delivered gently and patiently, is delivered with authenticity, is delivered with compassion. It's delivered with an open heart, a loving heart. It's given from such a sweet space, versus a love bombing is like, I guess think of it like dazzling fireworks. I'm gonna try to put this into some really great perspective. And love bombing is like all the initial burst of the colors and like the bright lights and the brilliance of it all, which is so super captivating. But it starts to feel like you're being rushed. How did Tripp say it? No, I think it might have been Ace Metaphor. He said it's almost like trying to put a 2 to 4 year relationship in 6 months. It's like you rushing me to try to do this and you rushing me to try to do that and you trying to, you know, quote unquote, hurry up and make me this and make me that and, oh, I love you in 3 days. And that's not saying that there are some genuine relationships where it was like, I knew he was the one. Or he's saying, I knew she was it the moment that I saw her. I knew she was my wife. But still think about the trajectory of how beautiful the relationship flowed versus like you being rushed to get it done. You feel me? Like, nobody wants to feel like they're in a rush to get into something and they don't have any said choices about getting into the relationship. Like, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to feel like, oh my gosh, like, you know, I didn't, and I'm saying this in the part where you get into the relationship and then you start to look back and you start to feel like overwhelmed by the relationship, or, you know, feel like you move too fast, or feel like you start to question, like, is this genuine? Because there's some actions that's changing. It's like, it's almost like you didn't even have the time to discern whether what you were receiving in the beginning was a sustainable, you know, type of love, or just a fleeting spectacle of quote unquote, you know, emotions and that kind of thing. And I'm gonna tell y'all, I'll say recently, like probably about 45, maybe 60 days ago at this point. We're going into March, so I'll say probably about 30 days ago, I met this guy, and this guy was like, oh my gosh, I love you, and one day I'm going to make you my wife, and I just want to hold you and send me some pictures of you so I can have them in my wallet. And I just want to, it just was too much too soon. And I couldn't put the name of what it was or what I was feeling with it. But again, when I tapped into the love bombing, I was like, oh, shorty was doing way too much. Way too much. And I even had to keep asking, like, how do you love me? You don't even know me. Like, for real. We ain't even been on a date yet. And you talking about you love me. Because I just know I do. Okay. Like, I was so confused as to how you say that you love a person that you don't know. We haven't been on a date yet. We haven't even spent more than 10 minutes around each other. But you love me? Dude, please pump your whole entire brakes. Because this is just, you doing too much. Way too much. Especially so soon. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be really careful. And I know it's such a fine, it can be feel like it's a fine line because, you know, some people really give you displays of affection and they just want you to know that they care. But when it feels like it's too much, when it feels like this person is shit, when they feel like they doing too much, it's really how I resonate with it. It's like, how do you love me and you don't know me in any capacity? Like, I could be out here catfishing. Like, I could be out here a whole serial killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be out here just wilding. And you talking about you love me? You don't know me. You ready to move me into your place? You ready to spend the rest of your life? Like, how do you know you're going to have the rest of your life? Like, for real. And people be out here like, the world is crazy. It's crazier in so many different respects, especially when I think about relationships and people not having like real emotional intelligence or emotional capacities to deal with it. We hear so many women on or the news about so many women losing their lives to men because they didn't have like the capacity to be able to deal with this woman walking away or just, you know, not having emotional capacity to be able to deal with the situation. Like, it's just so many different dynamics that we have to be so careful about. We have to take the time to date each other, have those tough conversations that we just want to do away with because we are so in lust. We're so infatuated by the person that's like sitting in front of us that we can't even get to the tough conversations. And I've mentioned before about not, you know, and this is in a previous episode, but mentioned before about struggling to build all of the intimacies before you even get to the physical intimacy. And building especially the emotional connection and the intimacy of like love and physical touch and understanding about the love languages and what resonates to you and how you receive love, how that person received love. Like, you can't have those conversations on the aftermath of having sex because now your mind is clouded. And this man or this woman, for real, could really start love bombing you and you don't even realize it because you're so caught up. Like, we got to be careful in how caught up we get. Like, the moment you have sex with a person, especially if you go unprotected, you know, now you got that skin-to-skin contact. It's a completely different thing, especially for women because we're built on emotions, you know, and it's some tough women out there that just don't rock inside of their emotions. I'm not saying all women are emotional, but that's how God built us. God built us based on emotions because we're the natural nurturers. We're the bearer of children. You know, we're the ones that are the vessels to bring life into this world. So we got to be even more vigilant about how we protect ourselves. That skin-to-skin contact is phenomenal. Absolutely. You can't tell me one person on the face of this earth that hasn't enjoyed skin-to-skin contact, especially, you know, having sex with a person that you feel like you love and that you want to be so connected to in so many different respects. But baby, that can blindside you. And you got to be careful. You know, like going back into the dating, we have to, you know, be paying attention. We can't just be, oh, he smell good, oh, she look good, and get sidetracked. Like, combating love bombing requires a very strategic approach. It means taking it slow, maintaining boundaries, seeking external perspectives. You know what I'm saying? Like, having your friends, talking to them, especially when you're in the dating phases, you know, having people in your corner that you trust, that when something doesn't feel right, listen to your intuition. Don't deny it. You know, having people in your life that's going to give you sound and positive, reinforced advice or just great perspective about the current situation or the story that you're sharing with them. Because love bombing is a storm, baby. Okay. It take a lot to navigate through that. And you got to have the essential tools. But if you just bouncing from one relationship to the next relationship to the next relationship, you banging all of them in each relationship that you get into, and then you not taking the time to heal and go through all of the proper steps that you need to go through, baby, you might not even realize that you're being loved bombed. And i.e., I can speak to that. I can. Like, I got out of my first marriage, and I thought after 3 years of being alone, rolling with just me and the kids, I thought I was healed. But I didn't understand that there was a whole process, a whole journey that I needed to go through for real healing, to really get my wholehearted discernment back, build and reconnect with, you know, God in my way, my relationship, you know. There was a whole process to that. And baby, I got into another relationship that I just, I realized just tore your girl up. Do you hear me? Tore your girl up. So take your time. You know what I mean? Take your time. Be very vigilant about who you're, you know, giving your time and your energy to, who you're allowing inside your space, who you are, you know, allowing around you and your family, especially if you have kids. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to take a brief intermission, pay a couple bills. When I come back, we're going to continue on with this love bombing. This is an important topic. And after I realized the things that I went through, I definitely want to make sure that my men and my women don't have to go through it. Stay tuned. Okay, changers. So we are back from commercial break. Got the bills paid so that we could keep the podcast flowing. As always, I want to thank you all for continuously tuning in with your girl, for listening in, and I soon enough will be opening up a segue for you all to reach out and chit-chat with me, give me your thoughts and your point of view on a particular topic or any topic that you would like to further discuss. So, again, we're touching base on love bombing, something that can be very scary if we're not aware of what's happening. It can be red flags that we don't necessarily perceive as a red flag, or, you know, just so many different things. So now that we're back, I want to tap into some of the signs of love bombing, reiterate some things that I've already mentioned before the commercial break, and just making sure that you all are fully aware of
what can be love bombing versus genuine love. So before the commercial break, I mentioned about the gentleman, or I'll just say the guy that I met, talking about I love you, and it was just way too soon. I think we were like 6 days into conversation. Crazy. And it wasn't even consistent conversation. Like, I literally had like told him about himself about four times in like 6 days. Day six, I was like, scratch, this ain't it. But again, I love you being said just a little too soon, frequently giving strong like compliments that are just coming really unwarranted, you know? And that can come across like, where is the line in that? You know what I mean? But it is unwarranted compliments. Like, it's not something that you were talking about, or you're not going out somewhere and the person sees you. It's like, okay, I'll put it into a great perspective. The guy, we were having a conversation and he just was like, oh my gosh, you're such a beautiful person. You just got cussed out like 10 minutes ago. How am I a beautiful person? How do you get that? You, again, you haven't seen me. We haven't gone out on a date. Well, not seen me, I'm sorry. But we haven't gone out on a date. You haven't seen me. Like, you've seen me physically, but you haven't seen me. You don't know me. So, okay, yeah. It was just really weird. But, you know, that in itself. And then just making the really intense claims about a connection. And I know sometimes we're like, so, like, how soon is it too soon for passionate displays of romance or affection? And I really feel like it comes down to time, experience, and it varies from relationship to relationship. But understand that love is genuine. It's slow. It's patient. It's kind. It's not trying to rush what you would gain in 2 to 4 years with a person in 2 weeks to 6 months, right? You're not feeling overwhelmed. So let me dive a little deeper into the signs of love bombing. So this way you can know if you're being loved bombed, and at least, like, so to speak. So aside from the moments of like the person saying, I love you, days or just weeks into you meeting or whatever, the other red flags can be really like indicative of manipulative techniques that could be at hand as well. And some of the signs are like asking you to delete your dating profile after meeting like one or two times, or forcing exclusivity or the idea of exclusivity very early. Like, pimp, I don't even know you for real. You know what I'm saying? And you already trying to make me disconnect from the world? No. Attempting like to make you feel guilty for not being ready to say I love you at the same time that they have said it to you. It's like, love is genuine. So if you're not feeling it to say I love you and you don't mean it, it's disingenuous. And that's not fair. Especially, let me say it to you like this. If a person genuinely loves you, they're not going to rush you to say I love you back to them. They're going to allow you to take the time to feel that. Especially if you have been honest with your person or the person that you're dating
and you're letting them know, like, hey, I've been healing and I'm still healing, so I'm not in a rush. And it goes back into what I said earlier, which is setting those boundaries and sticking to them, as the new phrase is, standing on business, right? What else? It is texting you or calling you all day, every day. And it's a way of building like a false sense of connection, but it's always like, oh, well, I just wanted to know what you was doing. Oh, I just wanted to know. Oh, I just wanted to know. Oh, I just want, you're doing too much. Calm down. Like, I'm still an individual. I'm still an adult. I'm still able to move and hang out with my friends without you sitting on my shoulder or acting like you are my conjoined twin. Like, chill out, back up. It's not that serious. And even like with that, it's trying to control your time and expecting you to always be there for them, or using manipulation to make you feel guilty for not being there. It's like, I have my own life. I have my own responsibilities. I have my own things that I have to take care of. I may, you know, have multiple jobs, children, you know, businesses, a bunch of different things. Your time can't revolve around a person all the time. Another thing is using your insecurities against you, especially like during an argument, and they'll pour quote unquote salt in a wound to make you feel like deserving of poor treatment, or validating your friends, like your fears, excuse me. None of that is right. None of that is fair. None of that is even any sign of love at all. So don't be mistaken. And you have to be really like careful and paying attention. So here's some other things before we move forward into exiting out of a relationship or a situation where there's love bombing. Understanding that there are three phases to love bombing is the idealization phase. Oh my goodness, that word was getting ready to just have me in a chokehold. So this is like the early stages of love bombing. It's your partner doing all of the right things to make you fall head over heels. And then they, at the exact same time, they're placing expectations on you, right? It will be where they're making assumptive declarations like about your character and how they positively see you, and just giving you again these unwarranted compliments and just showering you with an insurmountable amount of gifts and all of these different things in attempts again to build this quote unquote connection and just ensuring that you see them and the whole nine yards. The next phase is the devaluation phase. It's the phase where the person that's being loved bombed, right, goes through a shift from feeling like they were adored to being criticized and insecure. And this is the phase where the controlling part starts to kick in, and where it's the controlling boundaries are created, and then the gaslighting that starts to happen more often. That's that right there is signs of emotional abuse, and it can be difficult to recognize them because of the intensity of this phase. It's all and just an easier way to put it, it's like breaking you down to make you feel like you are absolutely nothing and worth nothing, and that they're the only person that wants you, that's going to love you in a particular type of way, that's going to love you this way, especially if you're a woman that has kids and you come across an individual like this and they're like, nobody's going to want to, you know, be with a woman that has this many kids and you're unmarried and blah, blah, blah. Don't believe the hype, okay? Don't believe it, because that's really just to break you down and diminish who you are as an individual. And then the final stage is the discard phase. It's in this phase where the stress of love bombing on the relationship is so unavoidable. And this is where it can lead to the absolute like destruction or the fall of the relationship. The person that was doing the love bombing, right, will almost always, and I mean almost always, evade accountability while the person who's being loved bombed will be feeling left like confused and empty. And it ties into narcissism. It ties into gaslighting, where you feel like you're the one always at fault. You feel like you're the one that's always in the wrong. You feel like you are like, it just always makes you feel so inadequate as a person. And it will be in this third phase that one of you, whether it's the bomber or it's the person being bombed, will realize like they can't continue in this relationship at all. Sometimes by the time you realize like you can't do this any longer, you've spent years with this person. Or maybe it was just me. Because when I look back, I'd be like, oh my gosh, what in the hell was I thinking? What was I doing? Like, where was I? And I realized that I just was emotionally, mentally, spiritually empty. Like I was empty. I had to fight to get my way back to be able to just check out. Like, I'm done. It was too much. It became too much. And I had to just simply walk away. And even in that walk away was a little scary, just because I didn't have an exit strategy. I didn't have an exit plan. I just was like, F this. I'm not sticking in this no more. And I'm a fighter. So I just was like, look, whatever it is that you're trying to do, it's up. But what I do know is that I am not sticking around for this anymore. Whatever need to go down is going down, because, baby, this is just way too much. And I realize how like concerning love bombing is. This is why, again, this particular topic was so important to me, because I just think back to what it is that I went through. And even though, you know, I could give you scenario after scenario, but it's just so much and it's so intense that it's hard to just break it down one scenario at a time. But again, love bombing is so concerning because it has the potential, right, to turn into an emotionally abusive situation and fast. Being loved bomb is no fun. It can make you feel suffocated. It can make you feel pressured. It can make you feel overwhelmed, even just by the simple time spent together. And when I tell y'all I know that feeling, I know that feeling. I can attest to it so easily it just became to a point where I was sick of coming home. Like, I was like, I don't even want to live in the house where I pay rent anymore. It also can be very damaging to your self-esteem. Because I found myself looking at me like that I wasn't worthy. And baby, just by the sheer fact that God created me in his image and wakes me up every day to walk in purpose says that I am worthy. I'm not perfect. No human walking the earth's surface is perfect, right? But I'm still worthy. I feel like we all have our value within ourselves. And we should value ourselves. But when you get into a relationship that devalues you, it does a number on you mentally. It does a number on you emotionally. And again, it tears down your self-esteem. It's so super hard. I know that I found myself in a place of having like serious insecurities, anxiety, and I thought that I was getting ready to go through depression. I promise you. I just was like, something is wrong. And I knew that it wasn't all in my head. I knew it wasn't. I just didn't know how to get out of it. And it was so difficult. It was so difficult, but I'm glad that I was able to move through that space and get through it. The power of prayer is amazing. And nobody can ever tell me that prayer isn't amazing and that God is not listening to answer my prayers. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about the spiritual connection with the Father. Woo! Can nobody ever tell me different? Love bombing, it can also lead to several different repercussions for the relationship and the two people that are involved. So, you know, I mentioned before about the controlling boundaries. It's like, where you going, who you with, when you coming back with, and it's a different in just saying, hey babe, what you doing today? You know what I mean? Or you going to hang out with your girls? Or you going to go hang out with the guys? Okay, well, I see you when you get back. Have a good time. And you may call your person throughout the day and just check on them. Hey, you good? Cool, cool, cool. I just, you know, was calling and just check on you. Just, you know, making sure you were straight. All right, continue having fun. Or if you call them, you know, on that first call that you call, it might be like, hey, what time are you going to be in? Okay, cool. Can you pick up something from the store? Or can you call me when you're on your way home? I think I need you to grab me a few things. It is a difference. It is a major difference. And you got to understand the difference between somebody genuinely loving on you and giving you the space to be an adult and be free to be you and do you versus somebody that's treating you almost like you're a child. Yeah. Yeah. No, 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 no. Mm-mm. You're not going to control me. Mm-mm. I have a mom and a dad and they finished raising me. You can't control me. I think back to the event for tonight's conversation and Kitty said something that is super important. And it's about being self-aware. About being self-aware. When I come back after this quick commercial break, we're going to tap into being self-aware. And it goes back into the healing. And then we're going to talk about how to get out of these situations, or a relationship, should I say, a situation that you have been loved bomb. And you have walked through or walking through the faces. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this quick break. All right, changers. So we are back, and we are tapping into being self-aware in regards to a love bomb relationship. Making sure that you are self-aware is knowing your boundaries, knowing where you stand with any relationship, setting your guidelines of what you are willing to accept and not accept. Also being self-aware is how much can you handle? What are you willing to deal with? There are so many things about being self-aware that can help you combat being love bombed. But let's just say that you aren't self-aware as you're going into this relationship, or you're already in one. If you at any point feel like you are being love bombed, be sure to check in with yourself, seriously, and reflect on whether the relationship feels healthy or not. Does it feel more toxic? Does it feel like you're always arguing? Do you feel trapped? Do you feel uncomfortable? Like, check and see if it's healthy to you. If it's going at a pace that's comfortable for you. Do you feel rushed? Do you feel like everything is moving so fast that you don't even have the time to like enjoy anything in the relationship? Sometimes what can happen when you're desperate for love and you so badly just want to feel something real with someone, you can get caught up and the excitement and the potential of what looks like love, or what looks like it has the makings of a great relationship, that you will overlook the red flags. And that's what we need not do. We need not to overlook those red flags, okay? Invest in the idea of someone rather than a false reality with them. Invest in what the person is showing you that you can discern is real. Like, don't ignore your intuition. In any situation, if it feels wrong, it's wrong. If it comes across like this isn't right, have the conversation. And that's where it taps back into that book, Never Be Lied To Again. Because if you start having these conversations and asking these questions, and there's some hemming and hawing, and there's some and then, you know, you feel like you're being manipulated, and the body language isn't right, and the connection is off. Look, okay? Pay attention to all of that. And definitely, again, listen to your intuition. If your gut is telling you that something is wrong, do not ignore that feeling. But it also goes back into being self-aware. Like, are you healed? Or is it just you are feeling like it's a red flag because you've been like used to receiving that, but the relationships that you were in before weren't great relationships? So it's making sure, again, that you are self-aware. Now, being love bombed is not one of those things that's like super easy to deal with. So you have to be sure to have serious conversations about your feelings and setting clear boundaries of your dating, of your life,
of your family, your time, your finances, your work, all of the things, setting those boundaries. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. And you have to, again, be very careful about who you allow into your life and into your space. At the end of the day, it is important that you feel good about yourself and the relationship that you're in. If you, at any capacity, don't feel good about yourself and the relationship you're in, you may want to really start thinking about taking a break from the relationship so that you can gather yourself. You can recollect where you are. You can reflect, hey, is this really what I want out of life, out of a relationship? And I have learned before walking into anything, knowing exactly what it is that I want out of the relationship. For real. I don't want to settle for the bare basics. I don't. I treat myself well, and that is what I want. I'm not going to walk into it with unspoken expectations. I'm going to put it out there on a table so that that person has full permission to choose to stick around or to move around. And I'm okay with you moving around. But these are the things that I want. These are the standards that I have set for my life. And I'm not going to shortchange them. Everybody is not for me. I am not everybody's cup of tea. And I get that. But I simply refuse to settle. I'm just not going to settle. And you shouldn't either. And you shouldn't be so free with just giving yourself to someone without doing checks and balances. You got to do the checks and balances. Therapy is good along the way as well. You know, having a trusted friend, a therapist, somebody that you can speak to trust. Here's the deal for me. I have a mentor, a life coach, and I have a therapist. Okay? I'm covering all bases. I am not going to find myself in a crazy situation and then having nobody to talk to. And I got my people too, my mom, my dad, my sisters, my best friends. I have them around me so that if something is wrong, I'm not looking healthy, my energy is off. Even my children, they will come and tell me, Mommy, your energy is off. Something's not right. And it gives me the opportunity to step back and reflect. I've cultivated this so that the next relationship that I tap into, that my people are going to be close enough to be able to tell me, like, hey, I love you, but something's off and I need you to just take a step back. I've learned, let me listen to my people, because my people that I've cultivated in my life, that I have prayed for in my life, are here to make sure that I am good. And I'm listening to them. I am listening to my people. Because I don't want to walk through anything that I walked through previously in my relationship. Not fun at all. Didn't feel good. I didn't look good. I wasn't at peace. I wasn't at my greatest self. Again, it was playing on my mental, my emotional. I just felt empty. And I... for darn sure, okay, do not want to feel that feeling again. In no capacity do I want to feel that feeling again. Mm-mm. I pray that in any and everything that I do,
I never have to experience that again. So you talking about being so much more self-aware, talking about taking no crap from anybody. If it looked like it could be, I'm putting it on the table. Let's have the conversation. And if you don't want to have the conversation, then we got a problem right there. If I don't like the trajectory of the conversation, I'm putting that on the table, on the conversation that we're already having. If it starts to feel like I'm having too many red flags, too many conversations, I'm going to take a step back. You know what? Give me a few days. Let me put all of this into perspective. Let me tap into the conversation with my therapist or my life coach or my relationship coach or whatever. Let me think about the things that I have heard from you and even evaluate if it's necessary or worth me moving forward. Because it's all of this, this is the life that I have, and I have to make sure that I'm happy and I'm at peace, that my self-esteem is at the highest level that it can be, and I don't have people around me that's going to tear me down, because I have a purpose that I have to fulfill. Like, God wakes me up every day to walk in purpose, be in purpose, on purpose, and I have to do that. And I don't have time to be tapping into stuff or being around people that's out to hurt me. You know what I mean? To take me off track. Now, exiting this type of relationship or situationship is not easy. And remember, I said you have to have a strategic plan when you're moving and dealing with someone who is a love bomber. You know, but it starts with recognizing the manipulation. It is having that support system there around you that can help you move out of this situation. And it is continuously making sure that you're seeking professional help that can pave that path for you for a healthier future. Right. And again, like I mentioned before, in it, the person doing the love bombing or the person that is being loved bombed will get to a point where they're just like tapped out. But this is, again, where your support system comes in handy, and your person, your therapist, your relationship coach, your mentor, someone can help you to navigate out of it. Y'all, love bombing, as I mentioned, is so concerning, because if we're not recognizing the signs, if we're not in a healthy mental space to be able to pay attention to it, if we aren't surrounded by people who can really, you know, keep speaking life into us and keep empowering us and keep us lifted in prayer, if we ourselves don't have a prayer life, we can find ourselves in a situation that we are falling victim to ultimately being destroyed. And you don't want to find yourself in that space. It took me 10 years to get out of it. 10. And it was 10 years too long. And when I look back, I don't hate the person at all. I'm thankful for that person because they gave me a different level of strength and a different level of knowledge that now I can pay attention to these different things as I'm walking into new situations or relationships or as I'm dating. Dating's not really on my radar. I'm really just having fun, kicking it with my friends, enjoying the traveling and things of that nature. But when I'm ready to get back into it, again, I have the tools, the essential tools. I have the experience and I have the knowledge of going into, you know, dating and what to pay attention to, the red flags and all of the good things that come along with that. I'm always so thankful for you all, again, for consistently coming and hanging out with me, tuning in to the episodes. I love doing my podcast because it allows me to have the tough conversations, even though we're not face-to-face having the conversation, but allows me to have the tough conversations. It's also still very healing for me to be able to talk about topics that a lot of people, you know, may be uncomfortable with talking about, sharing information with you all. And my podcast is nothing without you all. So I consistently thank you. I appreciate you. And it's so rewarding to be able to continue to do that. So I want you to remember, as I wrap up this episode, love should feel like a gentle breeze, not a hurricane, not a storm. Love should feel peaceful, calm, serene. I want y'all to stay tuned for more insightful discussions on Talk and Toast. Until next time, take care and guard your heart. Hey, changers. So I just wanted to come back one more time and say thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talk and Toast. Before I officially go, I just wanted to remind you to follow me on Instagram at Provoke Change. Check out the website at www.provokechange.faith and see what's up. Don't forget to subscribe to the email or text messages so that you can be the first in the know when something drops on the website. We're going to be coming out with newsletters too, so make sure that you definitely want to subscribe so that you can stay up on what's happening. All right? And I love constructive criticism, excuse me, so make sure that y'all shoot me an email if there's anything that I can do to the website to make it more user-friendly or more shoppable, or anything that you would like to see appear on the website at chanel.gresham@provokechange.faith. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Talk and Toast. Peace out.